The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This episode is brought to you by Rain Clothing.
That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their roster of bands as well.
Rain Clothing, on a mission for music.
This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we are going back in time to the 1970s and to share with you a hatred that has spawned multiple decades and has resulted in Kid Rock's new favorite opener. Joining us this week to talk about it is comedian Tabitha Jones.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tabitha.
Welcome.
Tabitha, tell us why you hate Foreigner.
They're just so bad.
Episode over. That's it.
That's it. I mean, I have no plausible, I mean, no real, like, this is why. They're just not.
Are you not
good.
Hot-blooded?
I'm no. I'm neither hot-blooded nor cold as ice. I'm lukewarm. On everything to do with
Foreigner. Foreigner needs to write a song about being lukewarm.
Ugh, don't give them any ideas. Don't.
Are they still alive?
They're still alive and kicking. They, like I said, they're opening for Kid Rock.
That's, oh, they're opening for Kid Rock.
That's news to me, but I'm not surprised.
I thought like Kid Rock covered a Foreigner song to open with. I was like, that goes against traditional standards, but okay.
No. No. So, supergroup Foreigner, bad. What makes them so terrible?
It's just, they're just so frustrating. I was like, all right, because I was originally going to start, I was going to come on and just talk about Hot Blooded because that's the worst one for me.
Okay.
And then I thought about it and like, I could name off the top of my head just like 10 Foreigner songs. And anytime they come on, I'm just like, no, no, please, God, no, anything else.
Well, that's what we were talking about before like we came over here is Shear was like, well, let's check out some Foreigner because we finished up watching Twin Peaks tonight. And I was like, he's like, let's check out some Foreigner. And I was like, I only know like 2 songs by Foreigner. And then like he started naming off. I'm like, fuck, I know that one. Fuck, I know that one. Fuck, I know that one.
Exactly. Like, on Twitter when you and Chris Klem were going back and forth with Foreigner puns, and I replied and I was like, this whole thread makes me want to die. And Jeremy replies with
well, blue morning, blue day to you too, Tabitha.
And I didn't know that was a Foreigner song until I was like, that too, god damn it, every single one. Because yeah, I was like, let's go song by song of what I could think, and like just did like bullet points. And there were some that I could listen to, and there were some that I definitely could not. And with Hot Blooded, my first note on it was just ugh with 12 exclamation points. Of just like, it's the way they phrase things is my least favorite thing in the world. They just use the worst sets of words to get their point across. Like, there's lines that, like, literally the way they say things, I'm just like, ugh, gross, ew, disgusting, stop. And
It's not sexy. It's disgusting.
No, it is disgusting. It's slimy. And that's like in Hot Blooded, I got it. Now it's up to you. We can make a secret rendezvous. Secret rendezvous makes me want to tear my fucking skin off. It's so gross. It's so disgusting.
Secret rendezvous.
I'll be honest with you. If you tore your skin off, I would not want that to be a secret.
Dude, I mean, they are. It is. Like, every song that Sheer was naming off, I was just like, oh, yeah, that's terrible. Oh, yeah, that's terrible. They're, I mean, they are. They're just, it's, like, I think, what did I say to you? I was like, oh, so it's what Night Ranger was doing, but worse.
Yeah, but that was just in the 80s that they were doing that. Before that, like, I always got them confused with Boston.
Oh, yeah, I still get them confused with Boston.
But, you know, like, looking, I looked over their discography, and I'm like, no, they sound different than Boston. But the worst thing about Foreigner, I think, is the fact that the lead singer looks like they ethnic'd up Phil Collins.
They did. That's the truth. And you said they're a supergroup?
They're a supergroup.
All right, explain.
All right, so apparently...
Because Night Ranger was, too.
That one of the guys was in King Crimson.
What?
Yeah. Ugh,
was it the dude who just died?
I don't remember which one. Look, I did research for this episode, but I also forgot to charge my phone. So.
I didn't, but it's more fun this way for me.
All right. So, yeah, one of the guys was in King Crimson, and then the other people in the band were in other groups that are not important. King Crimson's the only, like, important group. But I think the most telling thing about Foreigner is their demo tape name was Trigger.
Demo tape?
Yeah, that was what they who they were on their demo tape was Trigger.
Oh, that was the name of the band?
Yes.
Oh, God.
That's awful.
It is.
They're just so bad.
Dude, New York City, damn. I figured they would be from, like, fucking England.
Well, that's
King
the thing.
King Crimson is from England.
That's the thing. A few of their band members are from England. A few of their band members are from the States. That's why they're called Foreigner, because no matter where they go, they will be foreigners. Isn't that great?
Wow. No, it's not. Not at all. It's fucking awful.
Everything about Foreigner just pains me.
Okay, so you listen to Hot Blooded after you tear your skin off from the general creepiness of it. What gets you the most worked up about Foreigner?
It really is just the, and I don't even want to say the style of music, because I listen to and enjoy a lot more a lot of bands in the same quote, as I heard it referred to a lot when Mike Polk and I were talking about it, was referring to it as cock rock.
Okay.
Oh, it's totally,
like,
cock rock.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, like, you know, there's so many other bands that people qualify as that. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I love that. Like, mm-hmm. And it's just everything about them. Some bands, they have, like, their use of, there's too, they use so much saxophone, mm-hmm. and it just makes their songs worse. And I don't know, I'm sitting there listening to a Foreigner song, I'm like, wow, it can't get any worse. And there's just an extravagant amount of saxophone out of nowhere. And I'm just like, oh, wow, that song did just get worse.
Urgent.
Oh, yes! And Urgent's one that, like, one of the few that, like, I find myself like, oh, okay, like, I can bear this a little bit, like, to an extent. But then that saxophone comes out of nowhere. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You were doing so good for, like, a minute and a half. You were doing all
for 90
right.
seconds. You 90, were fucking awesome.
90 seconds. I'm like, this is kind of catchy. Like, oh. urgent. I'm like, okay, like, I can get behind. No. No.
Oh, by the way, I would just like to, I was wrong about Night Ranger being a supergroup. They weren't. It was right. Damn Yankees. However, I just wanted to say, the reason I've mentioned Night Ranger so many times is because I just watched Boogie Nights, and that fucking scene when they're listening to Sister Christian.
Oh,
that fucking scene with the little Asian kid fucking throwing the firework. Such an awesome scene. But that's not why we're here. We're here for Foreigner.
My dad showed me that scene. Just awesome. That scene when I was like maybe like 12.
It's a great scene.
He's like, you need to see just this scene. You watch Boogie Nights some other day. But I want
when I'm not here.
I want you to see this now. And I was like, oh.
It's a great flick.
Yeah.
All right. So obviously you have cool parents. Did they have to expose you to Foreigner?
Not directly, and like we're listening to Foreigner, but like I was always around, like they'd always listen like 98.5, and like growing up like 100.7 when they didn't play nothing but Linkin Park nonstop,
and Nickelback,
and Nickelback,
and Creed,
and yeah, it's just like
Shinedown, and Shinedown.
It was never like it was always on, and like I worked for the longest time somewhere where we just always played like classic rock stations and shit.
It's so, like the go-to for most people. It's,
yeah, and like it was always on in the background, and I just remember, just being a lot of like so much like background song, like just going on, like oh this is good, and like kind of like tuning out, and then a Foreigner song would come on, and be like oh son of a bitch. Like, that's how bad it was. It would pull me out and make me notice the background music and be like, this just isn't good.
Like, I really hate Journey, and I've talked mad shit on Journey, but I don't think I hate Journey as much as you fucking hate Foreigner. You're just like, you can, I'm sure people can just hear it in the voice, you know, just like, it's awful.
So bad.
I mean, it can't just be that, though. Something has to have happened during a Foreigner song.
I probably repressed it enough that, like, I'm probably going to hit at least 35, just being like, I don't understand why I hate Foreigner so much.
And then all of a sudden you remember why it feels like the first time.
I'm going to be in the middle of a Target, and I'm just going to have to leave and cry in my car because it comes out of nowhere that fast.
Target, perfect place to hear Foreigner.
Very true.
I feel like Walmart would be more perfect to be a Foreigner.
Yeah.
Another reason I won't go into Walmart.
For a second, I thought you said if you can afford it, and I was really confused. Get the wax out of my ears.
I actually can't afford. Well, I make myself afford Target just so I don't have to go to the Steelyard Walmart. Like, ever. I make myself pay extra dollars for shit. Simply that I don't have the bother of going to the Steelyard Walmart.
It's like, oh, I passed this Target on the way to any Walmart. I'm just going to go to Target.
I'm going to go to Target.
I'm just going to go to Target.
My sister worked at Target for a long time, so it's just ingrained in me to stay away from it.
Is it?
Yeah. It's, you know, because
you still shop at Hills, don't you?
Well, it's where the toys are.
It was. That's where I got all the Star Wars toys, man. All
right. Yeah. Another good place to hear Foreigner.
At Hills.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's been, Foreigner has been put out there as like ideal background music, and I'm not sure why that is. Because it's not really, it doesn't strike me as Muzak.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't seem, it's not fillery enough. And I don't know if it's the fact that they have such a large catalog to choose from that I don't understand it.
Who would you rather listen to, Foreigner or the Eagles?
The Eagles. Yeah.
That's a tough one. I guess the Eagles. At least I feel like I could get a laugh out of Foreigner, though. The Eagles would just bother me. Like, if I hear Hotel California one more time, which I probably will.
Mm-hmm.
I might be liable to kill somebody.
You're going to hear it on a dark desert highway.
Was it a cool breeze in the air? Or
no, there will be no cool wind in your hair because you don't have any.
Fair enough. Well, if I have my shirt off, I'll be fine.
Well, wow. So, those of you listening at home, Jordan is hairy.
For those of you throwing up right now...
Yeah, I don't really have any, I don't so much have reasons to hate Foreigner as I have different reasons for each song.
Okay.
Like they just keep providing new reason. It could be one thing if it were like, oh, like, all right, this is not that good. Don't like the music that much. But it's like, okay, the music and the tone and the lyrics and the way you phrase things, and it's one terrible
It's music
thing.
For our parents is what it is. Like, the pop, it was popular fucking bullshit in the late 70s or 80s. Yeah, like, well, that's awful.
They continued on long into today and reformed and, you know, went on the rib burn-offs and...
Exactly. That's all Foreigner makes me think of is just, like... The drunk guy at the rib burn-off that's like, waiting for a girl like you is just the drunk uncle serenading you through a 30-pack of Natty Light.
A lot of people talk shit on rib burn-offs. I got to see Judas Priest at a rib burn-off. However, it was when Tim Ripper Owens was singing for him, and it was in Akron. But it was still Judas Priest.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of another rib cook-off band that I was like, fuck yeah.
I saw Tom Jones at a rib burn-off.
Please tell me
Tom Jones?
Tom Jones.
Please tell me Tom Jones has a pair of your panties.
I wish. I wish.
Oh, dude.
That would not be unusual.
Fucking, wait, I'm trying to think. Tom Jones and who's the other one that's done a fucking bunch of rib cook-offs, like, in the last few years, and I'm just like, wow, how the mighty have fallen.
Well, we don't have a rib cook-off in Cleveland anymore. It's donezo.
It is? The really? Fucking Cuyahoga County one?
Yeah. That's what I hear.
I haven't I'm like, oh, that's a bummer. I haven't been there in fucking 15 years.
I feel like you were waiting for springtime to roll
like, yeah,
around.
I was going to go this year.
What? No.
This is bullshit. I'm not going to Medina.
Maybe Ripper Owens will be there.
He probably would be.
Yeah, Ripper got into a little bit of trouble. I don't remember if it was this year or year previous for saying.
What was the whole rest? Oh, he said something?
He said something a little racist on the Facebook.
Did he?
Got around, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Rob Halford would never do that.
Yeah, well, you know.
Tim Ripper Owens probably would never suck a cock, though. So.
I was gonna say, I feel like Rob Halford is a little more cultured yeah, than that.
Agreed, 100%.
Rob Halford has been discriminated against a little more.
Yeah, I fucking love Rob Halford. I'd blow Rob Halford. That's like a 70-year-old man.
Rob Halford, thehateflow at gmail.com. Let's get this done.
216.
This whole episode just turns into us admiring Rob Halford for being a homosexual man.
I'm all for it.
Let's just sit here and listen to Living After Midnight.
Yeah, dude, I just think it's funny, like, one of the bands that inspired fucking Pantera, you know, Judas Priest, and you got a gay man who brought leather and studs into metal, and then you got Phil Anselmo, who's a racist piece of shit asshole.
Yeah. And I just remember when Phil Anselmo came out, I went to a hardcore show, and the first band motherfucked Judas Priest for like 5 minutes because Halford came out. This was in Cleveland.
You can't motherfuck Judas Priest. Like, you can't talk shit on Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, or Judas Priest. If I catch anybody doing that, you're going to catch a fucking knuckle sandwich.
A knuckle sandwich. Look out, world. Jordan's surfing out knuckle sandwiches.
Why, if
I don't eat them first.
Yeah. Can you fit your whole fist in your mouth?
No.
Well, no. Rob, I'm sorry. Tried to sell you on El Hordano here, but turns out he's just talking shit.
Well, at least I'm taller than Bruce Dickinson, so
all right, that. You have that.
I got that going for me.
Taller than Danzig.
Mm. That was what I was going to say, is Phil Anselmo opened for Danzig last year with his band, formerly Superjoint Ritual, now just Superjoint, and I got all excited because I was like, oh, cool, Hank 3, fuck yeah. Hank 3's not in that band anymore because Hank 3's a cool guy and Phil Anselmo's not.
All right. Back to Foreigner.
Back to Foreigner.
Back to Foreigner.
Addendum, fuck Pantera, if I didn't say that already.
Yeah, well, so we're going song by song here.
Yeah, we'll go song by
all
song.
Right.
Because that is a Foreigner is nothing but a collection of singles.
It really
like,
is.
Like I tried putting on an album to like I'm gonna find some Foreigner deep cuts.
That are good.
But I put on their first album, I believe it was self-titled back in 1977, and those familiar synthesizer strains of Feels Like the First Time came on. I was like, nope.
Ugh.
So
Feels Like the First Time always skeeves me out so bad because I just think of it as like, if anyone were ever like inside of me and were like, oh, this fucking feels like the first time. Like, get the fuck out of me. Get out of me.
I mean, honestly.
Ow, shoo. I'm going to rattle the broom.
No, and I mean, I want to know, like, I want to know how old they were when they were singing that, too. Like, yeah. that's a whole other fucking layer of that.
The part where it slows down, it feels like the first. It makes me want to blow my fucking brains out. It's such a
It's a terrible song.
It's such a bad song. And then you put that in the middle of it. Like, this is what it needs. We need to slow it down. No.
If it feels
speed
like
it up.
Let's get
this over with.
No, if it feels like the first time, you're trying to make it last, even though you're not going to. That's not how it works. Trust me.
Speaking from experience.
Oh, yeah. My first time was lousy.
Everybody's first time is lousy. I don't care who the fuck you're talking to.
Yeah.
It's the truth, dude. Nobody knows how to fuck the first time. Yeah. It's not that hard to figure out.
So why do you want it to feel like that?
Exactly. Because you fucking want somebody inexperienced because you're a creep.
Yeah.
I don't want it to always feel like I'm laying there watching World's Dumbest Criminals instead of paying attention to what's going on.
I got laid to Ghostbusters 2 the first time, which is... That was probably the best part of that sex, was me watching Ghostbusters.
I was
going to
say,
too.
Really, the only thing, like, the whole time, I was just wishing there was something better on TV. Like, I don't like these shows like, when I'm not losing my virginity.
Do you have the remote? Can I? Why? I'm going to shove it in your ass. Just give me the fucking remote.
I'm just reaching. No, it totally feels good. Just gotta... Anything. Please.
I feel like I want to troll the dudes from Foreigner now.
Yeah.
Let's start a gang of that shit.
The Foreigner trolling gang, which sounds like something much more diabolical than it actually is. We're a Foreigner trolling gang.
Dude, that it does. It's like, we'd be the dark side of Trump's cabinet. The fucking Foreigner troll gang.
This is where we put all the alt-right people. Foreigner trolling gangs.
Like, and then it's just us three, like, no, we were trying to make a joke.
No.
Like, Foreigner, we have to put it in quotations. It's like, Foreigner, the band.
Mm-hmm. A little asterisk.
Yeah, I don't know if they can be trolled. They make all the money because their music is everywhere.
I don't know, dude. You're not opening for Kid Rock and making all the money. There's a reason you're fucking opening for Kid Rock.
You know, it's great exposure, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, dude, Journey toured with Kiss, and it's not even real Kiss, and it's not even real Journey, because the Asian dude sings for him now. It's true.
It's true. I can only
that
name...
That dude's got a good voice.
I can only name one Journey song off the top of my head.
Bullshit.
I know more.
Just naming it.
Being, I cannot name a single other Journey song besides Don't Stop Believing. Which was my senior class's class song. I graduated in 2010.
And you picked Don't Stop Believing.
They picked Don't Stop Believing. I voted for something else entirely.
Ours was Clocks by Coldplay.
You're both lame.
What was yours?
I didn't fucking graduate.
Fucking MC Hammer?
I didn't fucking graduate.
Maybe it was Foreigner.
Yeah, it was... It was urgent.
Urgent. See, that's the problem is we know them. That's the fucking
problem. Urgent, urgent, emergency. I like that. That I can get behind. But then they throw the saxophone at you.
Yeah.
Dirt.
No, I have no idea because I dropped out my junior year. So I did not have a class song. I did not have senior pictures, senior skip day, senior prom. I went to...
Well, I already know what we're doing for your 40th birthday. You're going to fucking graduate high school.
We're going to have a high school graduation
That is totally happening
and
on your 40th birthday.
We'll have prom.
Oh, no, we could do it when you're 38, because it'll be 20 years... It'll be your 20-year reunion that you never had. That is fucking happening.
I feel like he and I are just going to hang out and plan this for a while. All right, man.
I'm putting it down in my notes. That's happening.
Uh-oh. I went to school on senior skip day because I didn't have anything else to do. I was like, I don't really hang out with any of you guys.
Oh, that's funny.
And yeah, I'm just gonna go to school. And I went to prom. I had a sinus infection and went to prom And then I came home.
That's a series of unfortunate events.
We left. I left prom. I got home by like 11:30, and I remember just like popping my fake nails off in the recliner, like watching American Dad. And I immediately went to bed and was still sick for another 3 weeks.
That sounds like the ideal prom experience.
Didn't get pregnant, so that's good.
Yeah, that's the best part of going to prom is not
I never went to one school dance.
I helped plan my eighth grade dance because I was in the student council, and that was really lame.
You?
Yes, I was. I had political aspirations when I was younger. And
your dad's a fucking lawyer.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I was smart, so I thought
you
that,
are smart. You're still smart.
I mean, I thought that, you know, smart people should be in charge. So that was the only reason I did
that. Did you think 20 years later that you would see George Bush and Donald Trump be president?
No, I did not. No. I don't think younger me would be able to handle what's going on today. Younger me would be one of those dickheads like, oh, the punk rock's going to be really good. And then I would have had to kick him in the head.
That was so stupid. Everybody like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
That's not important.
That's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is there's going to be another Foreigner album.
Oh,
dude,
God.
That's what Trump's going to do. Trump's going to bring back like new
Foreigner's
going to
play
the national anthem.
They're going to play the inauguration.
We're going to have a, dude, think about the irony of that, though. A Foreigner national anthem for Donald Trump.
I will, if Foreigner ever plays at any event for Donald Trump, I will take myself to the next open mic and just shoot myself on sight.
Dude, I mean, if you're
like, look what this is. It wasn't Donald Trump getting elected.
It was
I could
Foreigner.
Handle that. But to see the evils that came with it.
Oh, if it was like.
Make a statement.
What I'm saying is, like, if you're going to take yourself out, fucking take them out first. Just kill yourself right after so the government can't do it. Yeah, we can say that shit.
What if I
here,
assassinate
right?
Foreigner and then kill myself? That's the way to go out.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, that's the way you do it. Because, like, if you off yourself at a fucking open mic, who's going to see it? Exactly.
Yeah, that's. Honestly,
in this theoretical world where Trump hires fucking Foreigner, which doesn't seem like far of a stretch, he hung out with Kanye apparently yesterday. So,
I mean, are you sure that you want to go to the inauguration to kill Foreigner? Because it's a long, long way from home.
I hate it. I hate it. Some of the notes that I just. I in my notes I wrote slimy with 9 exclamation points at one point.
Well, I mean, you look at these guys and they honestly look like those people that are at the carnival looking for little girls that are running around playing carnival games. They're going to win them the bear and then finger them on the way back to the gyro stand.
Most definitely.
It is.
It's. I think the amount of time I have never said sleazy. I've never typed sleazy so many times, in what wasn't a personal rant in my notes section. I've never used sleazy or grossed out this many times when talking about music.
No, generally it's only when reviewing my act. So. So what's your, okay, we're going song by song here. I'm assuming Double Vision has to be on there.
Double Vision is on there. The only notes I had for Double Vision was, again, with their phrasing of, like, I listened to this song and I'm like, yeah, I understand that feeling, but I've never used these words to get that feeling across. Like, It opens with, like, feeling down and dirty, feeling kinda mean. I've been from one to another extreme. This time I had a good time, ain't got time to wait. I want to stick around until I can't see straight. I'm like, yeah, I've felt like that too. But I'm not going around like, feeling down and dirty, feeling kinda mean.
I was gonna say, I felt like that before, but I didn't say it like a dipshit.
Exactly.
I just got drunk.
Exactly. I just went out and got drunk.
You know who wrote good songs about getting drunk? Alkaline Trio. That's who wrote good songs about getting drunk.
I don't enter the room like, guess who's feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean, Tabitha's out tonight. Like, no.
I don't know. If you spoke in fucking Foreigner lyrics all the time, I'll tell you right now, it'd be annoying, but it would be funny.
I don't know if I'm willing.
You should do 5 minutes of fucking, just take like Foreigner lines and make 5 minutes out of it. Maybe that'll it'll help you. Maybe it'll work you through the process.
Are you trying to get me to kill myself sooner than Foreigner playing at the inauguration?
That is not what I'm trying to do.
You're saying, Tabitha, don't off yourself at an open mic, but Tabitha, do 5 minutes of Foreigner lyrics and try
I gave you another option where you kill Foreigner and then off yourself.
But I still don't want to do... Okay. Murdering Foreigner would not make doing 5 minutes of Foreigner material any more bearable for
that's
me.
That's true. That's true. I don't know.
Murdering Foreigner is not going to stop them.
It's not going to stop what they've put out already, but if they keep trying to make records, I don't know, we might have to do something.
Can we just flip that and just make... Killing Foreigners is not going to stop them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't stop what they've already put out
Killing Foreigners doesn't stop Foreigner.
There you go.
That's the platform I'm running on in 2020.
All right. To 20, you know, it's, man.
Maybe that's all the stuff that's going on. Like, maybe that's really what's happening when people are like, no to Syrian refugees. Like, I don't like Foreigner. Oh, you're talking about Foreigners? I just didn't want to hear Cold
as
Ice.
It's like the Jesus meme where it's like, Jesus Christ, I said I hate...
I hate figs.
Yeah, figs. That's what figs. It is. That's the one.
No.
No, Foreigner. I can totally take a young Syrian child into my home.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
But by God, if that Syrian
but
child
But that fucker from
showed...
King Crimson, I'll kill him.
By God, if that Syrian child shows up and starts singing Hot Blooded to me...
They're done.
You're going right back.
What if he's a jukebox hero?
Is that them too?
Yeah.
It is them.
Jesus fucking Christ, why do I know so many Foreigner songs?
Because they're everywhere.
Jukebox Hero has the potential to be a good song to me.
That might be their best.
And yeah, but I just hate that all they do is rely on the one guitar, bam. That's all they have going for them in that song. They do it the first time, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. And they do it again, and you're like, oh, that's all you got for this whole song. And they do it again. And you're like, no, please give me something else.
Lack of talent.
Exactly.
There's nothing else there.
It's so repetitive. Urgent. Even what I like is so repetitive.
All right, so what do you like besides the minute and a half of Urgent?
What do I like?
Yeah.
I mean...
Do you like the 80s schlock? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I want to know what love is.
I want to know what love is. Yeah, that video is so fucking lame,
dude. I
want to
know what love is. I always said it just sounded like really trashy wedding vows. And then the Netflix show Orange is the New Black did that. And the Bronx, like, always talking like this girl gets married to the New Jersey guy.
Yeah,
and they
do
the wedding. They do the wedding in the jail, and their vows are like, in my life there's been heartache and pain, and like they go through like the whole
she's
thing.
Fucking crazy
insane.
On that show
insane.
Do you watch that show?
Yeah,
dude.
And I just she comes back and no one wants to talk about her wedding. She gets all pissed off at their friend, like, okay. And she's like, so do you guys know that band Foreigner? And just goes to the next scene. I'm just like, god damn it.
Oh man.
Yeah. Do you think she is the poster child for every Foreigner super fan?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
At least the female Foreigner super fan.
What do you picture when you picture a guy that's really into Foreigner?
I see a man. Okay, I see it perfectly. He is in a plastic lawn chair. He is drinking in the driveway. He has a 30-pack of Natty Light. He has.
You lost me at the Natty Light.
He has a white wife beater on, and it is stained. I cannot make out his face, but I know he is trying to show that he is not as drunk as he actually is. And he is just screaming at women walking by on the sidewalk.
In the suburbs.
Yeah. They're just walking their dogs. And they're like, baby, I've been waiting for a girl like you.
You know what? You know what? That's... Is it a song called I Want to Know What Love Is? Is that the name of the song?
Yes.
Okay. So. What it always makes reminds me of, and I'm a sucker for... As has been pointed out, I'm a sucker for terrible movies. And yes. Drive Me Crazy is on that list. And they sang that song in the car one time in that movie. And like one time in that movie.
And that's enough to make you and think it's of it
Melissa
every
Joan
time.
Yeah, Melissa Joan Hart and Adrian Grenier of Entourage fame.
Yep, I remember that
movie. I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
And the Donnas are in that movie, they which are. Fucking makes that fucking movie.
I love me some Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, me too. Clarissa? Clarissa. Are you kidding me? Come on. I loved that
and
show.
And Sabrina.
Yeah, Sabrina's good. I didn't watch that one as much.
Oh, man.
But
they had a bomb-ass talking cat. That's enough to get me on any TV show.
Black like Brutus.
I was going to say, I wish Brutus talked.
He does in his own right. I love that cat. He
doesn't give sassy one-liners like Salem.
So what do you like about Foreigner?
It's hard. I mean, trying to find anything got us talking about Melissa Joan Hart. I mean, that's how hard it is for me to look for anything that I enjoy about Foreigner.
The way to Melissa Joan Hart through me is through Foreigner.
All right. I can see that.
Or vice versa. I can't think about one without the other, but I like one and I hate the other. It's weird.
Can you just picture those guys going, no, 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 no,
no.
See, I made it slimy.
All right, all right.
Now it's slimy.
Ugh. Yeah, really, like, all my, throughout my notes, there's just random, like, in all caps, just, no, thanks.
Tabitha's going to write a book about fucking Foreigner and how much she hates him.
Yeah. But Dirty White Boy, is that on your...
The only line I have for Dirty White Boy is the fact that it was one of the ones that I was not very familiar with, and then I put on Foreigner's Greatest Hits album, and I was going through, just like scan through, getting a feel, and I was going through the ones I didn't know that well, and Dirty White Boy, it started up, and I made it through the first line and went, ugh, and hit next. And I just couldn't.
I didn't know they had a song called Dirty White Boy.
I did because for a little bit, that was my urban comedy name.
Dirty White Boy.
Yeah, I was.
It makes sense.
I was the Dirty White Boy.
It totally makes sense.
I did not come up to Dirty White Boy.
You should have.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The opening lines to Dirty White Boy is, hey, baby, if you're falling down, I know what's good for you all day. And at that point,
That sounds fucking rapey as shit, dude.
At that point, I went, ugh, and hit next. Yeah,
like, next.
Yeah, I was like, just no. Well, from,
That is fucking, dude, that is like, how do you fucking write that in good conscience? What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They say things that sound disgusting. Guess it's the woman in you that brings out the man in me. It sounds like every disgusting thing a man can shout at me across the bar where I'm just going, no, please, leave me alone.
Foreigner's next record should be called Trigger Warning.
Look,
steal it from you.
It's no longer stealing it from me. Like, Neil Gaiman has a book called Trigger Warning. There's an open mic in Chicago called Trigger Warning. You know,
in Chicago?
It's all over the place. It's I don't own it. That's what I did in
2012. I don't own it. I just did it first.
I just did it in 2012. So it is what it is. Yeah, it's available on slowmutants.com/merchandise if you want it. Or you can just ask me for one because I have like a ton in my car.
Yeah, I was just about to say, or if you see Jeremy out at a show, just be like, hey, let me get that DVD, and he'll give you like three of them.
I have a ton.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
I remember when you gave it to me, you were like, I just want you to know, I wasn't that good then. I'm better now. I'm like, I know. I know.
Better now.
Well, I am.
I mean, you are, of course.
4 years ago, I was garbage. 4 years ago, I'm like, I'm going to make a point about rape jokes. I was an idiot, so.
Wait, we all grow.
Yeah, we grow as people.
You know who don't grow as people? Foreigner.
Or their fans.
Or their fans. Same thing. Over and over. No fucking growth here.
That's not fair. they obviously grew from Feels Like the First Time to I Want to Know What Love Is, and they completely changed their sound.
He's got a point. He's got a point. It doesn't make it better. It just makes it a different plane of shitty.
I mean, they came out with stuff after I Want to Know What Love Is. I'm not familiar with any of it, I don't think. I think they had two more albums after that. And they released an acoustic album.
I'd rather listen to that one fucking Toto song on repeat for the rest of my life.
Which Toto song?
The one, Africa. There's...
I love that song!
How old are you?
25.
You and everybody else your fucking age.
I had that on vinyl when I was a kid. And
I'm not saying it's not catchy.
Look, Rosanna is a good song too, so.
That's very true.
The whole album's good. Don't give me that look.
Toto, Foreigner, Kansas, Boston. Dude, all the same. Synonymous.
Toto is infinitely better than Foreigner.
They're named after the fucking dog from fucking Wizard of Oz.
And Foreigner's named Foreigner.
Because Kansas is named Kansas and Boston's named Boston. You're just furthering my point.
So basically... Cock Rockery has no creativity in their band names.
None. Look at modern Cock Rock, Kid Rock, Limp Bizkit, fucking, what was the one you said before? Shinedown. Hinder, oh. Creed. Why I know so many of these bands' names really is making me upset right now.
Because you're secretly into all of them.
Yeah, that's what it is. That is exactly what it is.
We get Jordan drunk and take him to a karaoke night. I know what he's singing.
It's going
to
be Godsmack.
I'm not the one who's so far away.
I wasn't even thinking of voodoo.
We're not I wasn't. Feel the snake.
I was thinking of the one that's like, better fucking go away. Oh, dude, yeah. Can you imagine karaoke? There's no singing in that. That's just angry short man yelling.
Angry short man
who claims to be a witch yelling.
Actually, that should be the name of your first album. Angry Short Man Yelling. El Jordano Diablo.
No, it's I always wanted it to be No Fun Intended.
No fun. Ah, I see what you did there.
I shouldn't have said that because somebody's going to fucking steal it for my album. All my album's going to be is just a collection of certain podcast parts just mashed together. And I'm like, here, buy this for 10 cents. It's on iTunes discount.
There should be an iTunes discount.
Bargain bin? Yeah. That would be fucking awesome, dude.
If there is one out there, thehateflow@gmail.com, let us know how we can rifle through the digital equivalent of all the CDs with the thing cut out at the end.
For promotional use only.
So that you can't sell it back. Where I discover that Saigon Kick has more songs than Love Is On The Way.
Oh my God.
It's actually pretty good. If you're into 80s hair metal at all. But
what about Stryper?
They're Christian. I don't. The only Christian bands I tolerate are Zayo and maybe some other ones if you made me think about it. But
I tolerate no Christian band. I can't do it. I accidentally bought a CD at, this is like my naive 17, 18 year old self. I bought a CD one time at the Exchange. I think it was in Medina. And they were called the Livingtons. And
the Livingtons?
Yes. And they're all fucking gothed out, punk rock looking dudes hanging out in a graveyard. And I'm like, this is right up my alley. Fucking opened up the fucking booklet when I got home, start reading the lyrics. I'm like, oh, this sucks. It's all about God.
All about God. The only Christian band that I can even think of is the band New Song.
Never even heard of them.
Is it N.U. Song? Please tell me it's N.U. Song.
No, it's not. They did the song Christmas Shoes.
Oh, no.
You're not. Christmas Shoes is the saddest. Oh, my God.
Polk has like a 6-minute bit on
does
that song.
Oh, does he? Yeah. Oh, my God. It's legitimately this guy in line during Christmas time. He's cranky because the holidays. And in front of him, there's like the way they describe him, he's just more or less like a like a newsy type boy, just all
is this
like
filthy.
Rock
and roll or
no, it's all like super sad,
like gaudy emo music.
Yeah, more like god ballady music.
Yeah, it's
and the kid's holding
next.
He's holding shoes and he's buying them with pennies. And the guy is like,
oh, I've bought beer with pennies.
And he's
before.
Like, he's like, you can't, you're short money. It's not our policy. We can't take
this. They wrote
this
a song about that?
And he's like, and the kid's like, mister, please understand, I gotta buy these shoes for my mama because she's dying and might meet Jesus tonight.
She might need Jesus tonight.
He'll give her a pair of sandals. He walked without fucking shoes.
Jesus has a very strict footwear policy in heaven, apparently.
Apparently in heaven, you have to wear...
Don't you remember there was a whole cult based around we have to wear Nikes when we kill ourselves?
Heaven's Gateway Team.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Very, very, very important what footwear you're wearing when you die.
I think I'm wearing Doc Martens.
I'm wearing Vans.
Yep. I'm wearing diabetic line cook shoes that I found at the thrift store. I don't know what they are.
What's going to happen? What would happen to us? We wouldn't.
Hell. There's a special place in hell for us three.
Oh, boy.
I'm wearing Doc Martens, so they just throw me in with the Nazis.
Where would I go? I got Vans.
Vans, you're just in hipster hell for life. For all for death, afterlife.
I'm already
you're gonna
in
be,
hipster
you're gonna
hell.
You're going to be turned into a flesh skate ramp.
Oh.
all the 12-year-old boys that died in their airwalks will...
You're locked in the Happy Dog with no doors on the like. There's no way to get out of the Happy Dog, and it's on a Friday night, and there's like nine shitty bands playing.
I've been there.
I worked there.
I've been there. It's in the corner. My hands are on my
awful.
Shoulders because I don't want to touch anyone else.
I probably saw 200 bands at the time I worked at the Happy Dog. And like four of them were good, and one of those was Grant Hart from Husker Du. Like, that's it.
Well, for those of you listening outside of the Cleveland area, the Happy Dog is
great food.
Hot Dog Cave.
Yeah, it is a hot dog cave with pinball in the basement, comedy on Wednesday nights, and
ton of booze,
and bands
and hipsters. Fucking galore. But if you go there on a Friday before 9 o'clock, you'll catch the fucking DJ Kishka polka fucking 3 hours, where if you've never wanted to kill yourself, then you'll have a fucking reason.
DJ Kishka.
Yeah. But that
he's
is
a nice guy though.
Happy Dog is most infamous for you can get whatever you want on your hot dog and some things that you didn't want on your hot
crunchy
dog.
Crunchy peanut
like gluten
butter.
When they told everybody those buns were gluten free and they were not.
Oh no, there was a big Cleveland thing about cakes. The vegan are the buns vegan?
Oh, vegan, whatever.
Yeah,
tomato
are the buns
tomato
vegan, and everybody lost their goddamn minds because it's just what they do.
Foreigner. Can you put foreigner on a hot dog? You can make a hot dog out of foreigners, but that's not something I'm into.
No.
It's the hot-blooded dog.
Oh, God. A foreigner. Like, can you imagine if the lead singer of Foreigner decided to be like Tim Ripper Owens and open his own restaurant?
No, because English people don't know how to cook food.
These drinks are as cold as ice.
Can you, can I get that? Let me check it and see.
Oh, that's the worst.
Waiting for soup of the day, like you.
Foreigner, man.
Hey, you're going to have to call a cab. You've got double vision.
I was thinking.
That is your hell. You're locked in the Happy Dog and Foreigner is playing.
It's Foreigner
the fucking
night.
Time.
It's Foreigner night.
Foreigner
they have,
Friday.
They have a Foreigner cover band. They have Foreigner themed drinks and food specials. And someone is constantly forcing me to speak in Foreigner puns.
Mm.
The last part doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah, well. No, apparently it's not as fun for some as it is for others. That was that convinced me that I didn't need to listen to any more Foreigner. I was like, no, I can just do Foreigner.
Oh, after the 1.5 songs we listened to tonight, I was like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Good. I'm fine.
I'll keep listening to Iron Maiden.
I was like, I'm going to listen to Foreigner on the way here. And like, I got 2 songs in. I was like,
just fucking have a panic attack and turn around.
What 2 songs did you listen to?
I listened to, what did I get? I listened to Urgent. And then I started to listen to I Want to Know What Love Is.
You
listened
to that one?
And then I skipped forward. And then I listened to Jukebox Hero.
Okay.
Because that was the one that I was like, could this be, this is probably the most promising one. And they just disappointed me with relying on that one guitar.
Right.
All right. Jordan, think hard. What is your favorite Foreigner song? I'm trying to work through a thing that your favorite Foreigner song says something about you.
Okay. Oh, that's easy. I Want to Know What Love Is.
Okay.
That's definitely it, without a fucking doubt.
All right.
Although I do fancy myself a Jukebox Hero.
Okay. I'm Long, Long Way From Home. That is my favorite Foreigner song because I thought it was a Styx song for a long time.
Do you want to know something funny that happened to me before we determine what Foreigner song you are? There's that song. It was by that band. I think they only have 1 song. Red Suit Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
That's the band. That 1 song they have, for years, I made fun of Yellow Card. It's not Yellow Card. It's Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. I felt like an idiot, but I was like, well, both bands suck, so it doesn't matter.
They're both deserving.
They're both terrible. So.
Yellow Card has the violin.
Oh, that's right. The electric violin. That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, apparently the guy from Revenge of the Nerds finally joined a band.
Kind of band.
And it was Yellow Card.
It wasn't Foreigner.
Yellow Card.
All right, so what Foreigner song are you?
Urgent.
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 Okay.
Urgent. Sounds like what if that song was called actually like meant to be urchin, like sea urchin?
Urchin, 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 urchin.
I know.
Sea urchin.
That would be a great internet video.
Urchin,
that would
urchin, urchin.
Fucking
like the one, did you ever see the
Mike Polk, make that happen.
Ever see the one where it was said to the Mama said there'd be days like this, there'd be days like this, Mama said. And every time we said Mama said, there's a marmoset. So it was like, marmoset, marmoset. That's my favorite.
Jesus. Okay, so you need to get things done now, basically.
I mean, after this podcast, we have so much work to do. To plan an assassination.
Yeah.
Multiple assassini.
Assassini. Assassinati.
But at, you know... I am a long, long way from home, so it's that time. We'd like to thank our peoples, Pete at Milky Way Recordings. We do it here each and every week. Pete's great. He does all the work I don't want to do at reasonable prices. Get a hold of him, Milky Way Recordings, Gmail. We'd like to thank the Lousy Weather Media Network for having us on their podcast empire. Slowly but surely, we are taking over. New podcasts are being added. Some of them are fellow sad boys, so that'll be fun.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Sad boys. I think I said it last week. It's like being part of the Lousy Weather Media Network. It's like being in a shared universe of like comic books.
Yeah.
It's just like there's crossovers, and it's so much fun. I love being on that network. It's fucking awesome.
Also need to thank... Sam Holmes, who did our logo. You can follow her on the Instagrams.
She's graduating college. Her fucking graduation party is this week.
Shit, does that mean her prices are going to go up?
Not for me.
All right, fair enough.
Sam, no.
So you can follow her on the Instagrams. It's Sam Holmes. That's Holmes like you live in, not Holmes like you hang out with. And we also need to shout out our sponsor, Rain Clothing.
R-A-N-E. Clothing.
Yeah. Find them on Facebook. Check out their roster of bands.
Their website might actually be live by the time this goes up, or maybe not. Maybe it'll be the week after this one goes up, but it's coming up soon.
Yep.
It's coming up real soon.
You can check that out. And, you know, of course, the Sad Boys Social Club. It's a sketch show in Kent monthly. Tabitha's in the group. I'm in the group. Jordan doesn't have a car. So.
Jordan, there's a lot of things that can be said about that, but we'll just leave it at the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah.
See, I'd fit in perfectly.
We've had most of the sketch group on this podcast, so there's just a few more we got to get on. But Tabitha, thank you very much for coming on to share with us your hatred of Foreigner.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates Foreigner as much as Tabitha.
No, there is another.
I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Feed me nothing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge vapor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.